Nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. The whole day down.
And good afternoon, Las Vegas. Welcome to Vegas Nonstop. Jonathan Scott here on Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, The Game.
The Game.
If you're near a computer, you can also tune in on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. Like us, share us, like it, like us, like it, share it. Joining me, as he has for the last 200 years,
wow,
Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. What is going on, my brother?
Johnny, good to be here. Looks like those clouds just came rolling in. We're going to get a little rain.
Are we doing weather? Weather on the ones, and it's backed up at the Spaghetti Bowl. Also joining us, sportscaster Amal Shaw.
Great to be here with you guys. By the way, Jeffrey looks amazing for being 200 years old. I mean, I hope to be this half this good looking in 50 years, let alone 200.
Thank you
very
much.
He's like Ben Franklin.
Thank you.
Joining us also, if he must be stuck in traffic or in a rainstorm or something, is Vegas headliner Frankie Shinta from the Shintas.
Our good buddy. He hasn't been on with us in a while.
No, I know. And he was convinced that the reason I invited him was because somebody canceled. But that's not the case.
You
the case is
that
he's just funny and a good friend, and we love to have him on the show. But I don't know where he is.
And he's a big sports fan, big Buffalo guy.
Yeah, he's from the Buffalo area, and there it's probably lost in translation. I just saw the receptionist walking by. So anyway, it's Monday, the end of a very, very hot weekend. As those who watch our Friday podcast, our lunch podcast, know, my air conditioner was out last week because I don't stop complaining about everything that goes wrong in my life.
105 in your place?
It was like 111 degrees. It was so hot. There's Frankie.
I don't know why you're complaining about 111. It was 115 outside. So you're saying it was cooler in your house than it was outside?
Guys,
no,
look,
it was hotter in my house than it was cooler outside at 115.
It's Batman. It's Batman.
And joining us in studio.
This is Africa hot.
How would you know?
I'm Sicilian. I'm 30 miles away.
Yeah. Well,
are you kidding me? I feel like I'm back in Buffalo, New York in
July.
The
humidity, right?
Yeah, the humidity. Oh, my God. I walked out of the house and I felt like I weighed 200 pounds. I do weigh 200 pounds.
are you secretly Batman?
I am Batman.
Is that your favorite superhero?
I think Superman was.
Is that good?
Because he could see through stuff. I mean, just think how advantaged.
Did you get the X-ray specs when you were a kid at the back?
You know, I always wanted them, but I knew they couldn't work because if they worked, everybody would have them.
I had them.
Remember all those ads at the back of the comic book?
It actually like made things look double. You know, so it kind of looked like...
Oh, it gave you blurred vision.
It gave you blurred vision. You're like...
Well, just cross your eyes when you're looking at somebody.
Every 13-year-old probably had the X-ray
specs.
That
would explain your eyesight now.
I've got 20/20.
I'm over here, Jonathan.
Yeah, so go to the Facebook page at Jonathan Scott and share it while you're there looking for sunglasses.
I will right now.
You're shopping for sunglasses?
Well, no, I'm very upset because I paid $300 for these and they broke already. So
yeah.
I got an issue now.
Yeah, no, I forgot. Oh, Zenni Optical is like the cheapest online glasses. If you're looking for a deal on eyewear,
wow,
and I'm not even getting paid to say that.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. You know my heritage, and I should be.
Your heritage.
I should be getting paid. I should be getting paid for everything that I say.
As soon as you mention it.
Every time I open my mouth, I should be getting paid.
Wow, I know a girl like that.
That is for another show.
Good night.
That's another show, guys.
No, she was from Buffalo.
She's at the Plaza Bar right now.
She's right now waiting for me.
At the Plaza.
How you been,
no
brother?
Teeth. What?
How you been, man?
You know what? Life is beautiful.
I just said, Jonathan, we haven't seen you in forever on here.
I know, man. Well, I was locked up for that thing.
Frankie, I said to Jeffrey, I invited Frankie to join us on the show, and he said, what, did somebody cancel?
I go, what, did Clint Holmes cancel?
I said, no, we just love having you on the show. And Jeffrey reminded me that you're a Buffalo fan.
Huge.
The Bills.
The Sabres, and my good friend for many, many years. He was a defenseman for the Buffalo Sabres. Is now the head coach, Phil Housley.
Oh, really?
Good friend. Very good friend.
He was a great player.
Great player, great defenseman, great mind, and I think he's going to do a lot for the Sabres. I really do. And it's funny that we're talking about hockey and it's 170.
We're
going to
have hockey here in a few months, my friend.
I can't wait.
I hope we're going to go to a few games.
No, wait a minute. Not only am I going to a game, I want to sing the first national anthem. You know why? There's no other headliners in town that love hockey like I do.
I'm sure you can make a call to somebody.
I'm trying. Everybody I know is dead, though.
I got a guy. I do actually have a guy.
I might be able to call someone.
I really want to do that because nobody loves hockey like I do in this town. I mean, really. Well, I'm sure you
Jeffrey
do.
With a G
we grew up across the pond from each other. I'm in Montreal. You're in Buffalo.
The Canadians. We used to love those games. Memorial Auditorium, the best fights.
I remember as a kid, my grandparents and my great-uncle going to the games, full suit, overcoat, hat. The men had the galoshes on. I mean...
Really?
Everybody dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
Now people are in thongs. I mean, it's unbelievable. But
and
hockey,
that's just the men.
Pete, for you listening right now or watching, if you don't know hockey, let me tell you something.
I don't know anything about
it. Do yourself a favor and learn a little bit about the game because it is the most exciting sport that exists. It really is. And they are the classiest of all sports. Of all sports
without
figures.
A doubt.
When they're fighting, really? That's the class.
When
but when they're done,
off, yep.
Everyone suits, shakes ties. Hands, suits, ties, done.
Well, remember, we had McSorley on the show with us. And,
we did.
And he was great.
Marty King Kong Korob, do you remember the French Connection in Buffalo?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Rene Robert, Rick Martin.
Tony Lobianco was in the French Connection.
And my buddy is the scout for our Vegas Golden Knights, Mike Foligno. He was an ex-Buffalo Sabre, too.
I was lucky enough to go to the opening night at the stadium when they did the NHL Awards and they announced everyone. And Marc-Andre Fleury came out and was announced to the whole team.
That's great, man. I can't believe we got him.
I got to tell you, I was really impressed with the Vegas fans. 10,000 people in the place, standing ovation for Marc-Andre.
I love that.
And he had a grin from ear to ear. Like, you could tell the guy was elated to be here. But I grew up with, like, Carboneau and Larry Robinson and Kenny Dryden and Guy Lafleur and Steve Shutt. Like, that was...
You did grow up. You did have some great players.
It was unreal.
But our Sabres held up with them. Our Buffalo Sabres held up with them.
Yeah, you guys got really good teams.
And you guys got hosed in Game 6 against the Dallas Stars.
Skate
was in the crease.
You mean
yes.
No goal?
Yes.
Today, we would have won that game.
I agree.
Because of the cameras. Now.
Did that rule exist then about being in the crease?
It did back then. They reviewed it.
There was a time when it didn't matter where you were.
No, exactly.
And if the goalie came out of the net and played the puck behind the net,
you could whack
he was open game, open season.
Those were real hockey players. Yeah. They really were, though. But none of them had their own teeth.
No, why should they?
No helmet, no guard. These kids today, they're all protected.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Jacques Plante from Montreal was the first goalie to wear a mask.
Wait a minute. Do you remember the big one? Our goalie in Buffalo, New York,
Malarchuk.
When he got his Clint Malarchuk. He was a good friend. And after that, he was never the same.
Would you be?
No, I mean, it was like, well, I'm Sicilian. I've seen a lot of guys with their throat cut.
But not on the ice in the goalie pads.
When he went down.
On Frankie saying he was Sicilian. I said 5 minutes.
There's a microphone over there.
But did you? Oh, but anyway, listen. He went down like this. I was watching the game. He went down, you saw a little bit of blood.
It was squirting.
When he looked up,
it
was two doctors jumped over the glass.
If you remember at the time, they still do. They switch sides of the rink and the goalies.
Yes.
He was at the exit where the Zamboni comes in and out.
Right.
Had he been on the other end of the ice, he would have bled out.
Right. The doctors literally held his arteries.
Yeah.
One held one side, one held...
I know.
It was unbelievable. 50 people passed out, 2 heart attacks.
Really?
2 massive heart attacks. In the stands. It was an unbelievable thing. But he made it through. God bless him. But he retired right after that, and I think I would have, too.
Anyway, I've got to welcome some new sponsors. Windows Plus, with summer here, it's time to think about new windows and glass doors. I don't know if you guys ever did this, but somebody told me a long time ago, if you put tinfoil on the window, it'll reflect the heat and won't be as hot. So I did that, and it, like, cracked the entire window.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's not a really good thing to do.
No, it's not.
But if you want to save some money on energy and keep your house a little cooler, we suggest Windows Plus, one of our new sponsors, newest technology, make your home cleaner, quieter, and look fantastic. For a free estimate, visit Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana, 702-450-2275, 450-2275.
Do they do doors, French doors?
Yeah.
Honest to God?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him. Can we call him right now on the air?
No, we can't. we could be.
Why are they French doors?
We probably won't answer the phone. You've been extended now through the end of the year?
Yes, and it's like 2018.
Yeah. Oh, look, we've got a surprise visit.
Wait a minute. That's unbelievable. They canceled. You canceled. And then
I'm sorry, man.
Wait. So when Jonathan texted me, said, "Can you be on the show?" I said, "What happened? Clint Holmes canceled."
Yeah, well, I did. And that
happens everywhere I go. Dennis Bono.
I'm sorry, man. Well, I'm good.
Hi, buddy. Good to
Clint
see
Holmes,
you.
Headliner, Clint Holmes, headliner. We have two headliners, not one, but two headliners in studio. Amal, I don't know if you met Clint last.
And both from Western New York.
And both from, were you both from Buffalo?
Yep.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, he's like
Buffalo.
Suburbs.
Buffalo. They wouldn't let me in.
Right. He grew in the suburbs.
They found out you were Jewish. I know.
They found out. Him and Sammy.
How you doing, man?
Good, baby.
Good to see you.
You've been extended through the end of the year and more weekends?
Well, into 2018. Right now we're signing to next summer of 2018.
Every weekend except for when you're booked out.
Every weekend starting in October, and we're adding a night starting in, January. We're going to add a third night.
So it'll be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday?
No, we haven't decided it yet.
Yeah.
It might be Monday.
So how old were you guys when you started?
Monday?
No. Why would you do Monday?
Because that's when Kelly does her thing.
Okay. All right, listen. Jonathan Jostle, the president of my casino. If you're there, I can't do it. Kelly's on. I'm coming tonight.
Tuesday and Wednesday is when I'm at the. Thing.
You're at so the. You he's at Tuesday the Golden Nugget.
So Thursday's your option.
Thursday, okay. Tuesdays Jonathan, and Wednesdays. Thursday. Thank you. But tonight I'm coming to see you guys.
Are you guys?
I'm
Clint's
coming.
Got his book signing tonight. What's the name of the book?
Yes.
I thought you were going to bring one in.
I forgot.
I wrote this book to make money. That's the name,
that's the name of the book.
Well, you changed the name, right?
I changed the name to please buy this.
No, I hear nothing but great things about it.
Oh, look, it's a book of lyrics and ideas that I've written, 1944, if not now, when. All this is, people ask so often, where could we get the lyric to that song? And so I decided it was time to put them in a book. And what was amazing is when I started to write the book, I had so many.
Wow.
Absolutely. Like literally hundreds.
Well, you're very good at that, because we roasted Dennis Bono with Tony LoBianco and Robert Davi, the actor.
Who's the other guy?
Boy, I thought you and Davi were going to go at it that night.
Well, no, that was,
I thought someone was going to get stabbed in the eye.
Davi was...
You might have gone at it with someone else, but not Davi.
No. Oh, my God, yeah.
What? One day. Oh, more?
No. But Robert Davi was breaking my oranges through the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? What do you do? Play the spoons? So when it got to me, I was the last speaker.
I wish you would have had the spoons.
I would have roasted, but I ruined him.
You did.
You know, we just talked yesterday. Davi? He's been calling. I swear to God, we talked three times
a
week.
Oh, that's funny.
Right after the thing, he goes, "Now I know what you do."
Right, exactly.
And he goes, "I want to know. Give me your number." So
not only did he say, "Now I know what you do," he says, "Now I know what you do, and I like it."
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a great night, kind of.
Frankie
was so freaking funny.
But I love that Frankie was in cleanup position, which they call it in a roast, where he came in and just wiped everybody out.
It was great.
That was funny.
But I got to tell you, the reason why I was talking about that is because the lyrics you wrote to the song. Was genius.
Oh, that was great too.
It was great. You were. I didn't, because you're not funny. And
wow.
Come back, Clint. No, come back. I'm only kidding. No. But you said that. You go, "I'm not funny, so I did this." And I'll tell you what. I mean, it was brilliant.
Well, thank you. What I meant by not funny is, you guys, there are people who are writers, stand-up comics, and they do this stuff. And so when a singer, when they say do 5 minutes of comedy, you go, but I know that I write parody songs.
I figured
I would write the parody song. But who other than you was the hit of the evening?
Dennis Blair.
Your wife.
Because he wrote
my wife.
His wife was
Kelly
Ruth
came
Buzzy.
Out as Ruth Buzzy.
Was that not funny?
I
didn't even know it was her.
I know.
I really didn't.
It really looked like Ruth Buzzy, but I know Ruth Buzzy's like 90 now. But she was meticulous.
She beat the hell out of everybody. And then she straddles me and gives me a big kiss. It was just hysterical. And I told her afterwards, I said, it was bizarre because, it was like kissing Ruth Buzzy.
I really did not know that it was Kelly.
You know, that's
who's
not
tonight at the Bootlegger, 7:30.
So you're coming down tonight?
I have a friend who's a singer.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Army, A-R-M-I, a little Polynesian girl,
great.
A Filipino. She wants to sing a song. And I said, I'm going to bring you down.
That's exciting. Then so you'll be down there. And Jonathan's coming because I have the book signing, and Jonathan wants 6 or 8 books. I think it is. You want to buy.
If I could read.
Yeah, sure.
6 or 8 books. Yeah,
that's
I'll have
what
somebody read it to you.
Okay,
very good.
That's how Henny Youngman, when I years ago, I had him on my show for a book, and that's the inscription he wrote. Have someone read this to you.
I hope there's a lot of pictures.
Is that a racist rumor? There.
Anyway, NBA Summer League. Tonight's the last night. I know we've got to talk about the Lakers. You can't even get a ticket. It's sold out.
I went the other night.
Well,
you know that.
Well, yeah, I got your tickets.
Oh, that's right. How quickly they forgot.
Wow. Like, that's right around.
We've got to talk to you a little bit here. So what's your take on, is Lonzo Ball going to be playing tonight? Does it make a difference?
Well, it made a difference until you announced it was sold out. Once it's sold out, then they can tell the truth depending on if he's going to play or not. Because initially, they needed to sell the tickets.
Correct, which is what I said to you. They're not going to announce early that he's not playing. He had a calf strain the other night. I believe there's a slight groin injury from a couple nights earlier. They're not going to announce it because otherwise, they're going to lose thousands of seats.
I was told the groin injury was due to something else.
I was telling Jonathan before we came on the air, I've been in town for 8 years. I have never seen so much hype or talk around Summer League ball. It's unbelievable.
When I went there the other night, that's all they were talking about. If you couldn't get in, I went with my buddy Bill Fain, and they put us right down front. And then when the first game was over and the Lakers game was about to start, all these security guards, and they're looking at Bill, and I go, you're going to have to move. and we're going, why? And they go, because all these seats are reserved. And I said, well, you go through the thing. I don't want to be a jerk. But I said, well, we're put here by the people who run this.
Right.
You know, so blah, blah, blah. So I had to call Carol. She came down. She talked to them and said, these two people keep their seats. But there was so much excitement.
It was a great story. Warren and Albert was on the Vegas Sun over the weekend about how they've really grown this summer league from, you know, we've been going for 5 years now. And when they started it, you know, it was, you know, maybe a few thousand people would go. But now they're over 120,000 people have gone this year.
Now, for the novice person.
Yeah.
What is the summer league opposed to? Isn't it like the B players?
No,
it's not the B players. It's the rookie and second year players, basically.
Ah, okay. So you're
trying to make it on the team.
The upcoming team. So they're not actually on the team.
No, some of them are. So you'll get some of the first round draft picks that we saw get drafted this year, right? Your Fultzes, your Taylors, your Josh Jacksons, your Lonzo Balls. We know they're going to play. These are first round draft picks. But some of the guys that maybe were second round draft picks last year trying to make the team and a lot of coaches, GMs, and scouts are out here looking at those guys to target them for maybe holes they have on their own team.
That's awesome. Yeah. See, I did not know that.
So last weekend,
their butts off.
I tried going to see the Celtics-Lakers game. It was the first game. Sold out. I couldn't get a ticket. It was
$200. You got to know Jonathan's guy.
$200. He couldn't get me a ticket either.
Really?
I know. I couldn't get him into
Frankie,
that game.
$200. 17,500 people.
Well,
God.
Jonathan, I appreciate you getting me a ticket on that Saturday.
And I want to say that I
knew it.
I appreciate you getting my wife.
There was a shortage of Indians. they had to fill their quota.
What? They were full up on Jews?
They're filled up with Jews.
Jonathan, I got a quick story about that real quick. I was at a friend of mine's house, and I get over there, and he was having an issue with his computer, and he goes, great, Amal's here. He goes, you're Indian. I said, Ken, I'm a disgrace to my people. I know nothing about computers.
You're like the least Indian
really?
I've ever met.
You don't work in technical support or anything?
No, I'm actually a plastic surgeon.
Oh, wow. Really? Can we talk?
Nobody ever questions it.
Plastic surgeon. Yeah, he's a boob specialist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me see him. Let me take a look.
Hey, off subject for a second.
Yes.
Bruno Mars, Saturday night.
Unreal.
My God.
Did you go?
Unbelievable.
I've seen him once.
That kid is
I'm
so
dying
gifted.
To see that kid. He's unbelievable.
And you know what I love about him?
T-Mobile?
He's got a level of class that is unmatched by other. Well, him and Timberlake, those two.
He's Michael Jackson and Prince put together.
He really is.
He plays every instrument.
What I thought that night is either Janet Jackson or Bruno could do a tour of Michael's music and sell out everywhere they went because it would be that good.
I can see why Janet would want to do that. Why would Bruno?
I know. He wouldn't want to, but it might be not, you
but
know.
He came up on that.
He loved
that's
Michael.
He's like us. He grew up on plus. He was a little Elvis. He was at this. He was at that.
Did you ever see the
monster.
60 Minute?
Yeah.
Monster
did you see
on the guitar.
The 60 Minute segment on Bruno Mars?
60
Minutes
did
a whole, yeah.
I heard about
it. I mean, they were
it.
Living in the back of a car in Florida. I mean, you know, his dad was a performer.
His dad is here.
I think his dad just passed away, I thought.
Oh, no. He was performing at one of those Polynesian shows.
Tahiti
One
Village?
Of those lounges.
Yeah. Here?
Yeah, here in Vegas. They were four-walling a little room that kind of looks like a kookaburra.
Like the Tiki Lounge or
like something
right?
like
oh,
that.
Oh, you know, yeah, it was...
It was a Polynesian show. In the afternoon... I don't know the hotel. Is it? Never mind.
I'm trying to remember the name of the restaurant.
I've only lived here 18 years.
The point is, Bruno Mars is the deal.
He's the deal. Yeah. And it was great to see that.
But he
place.
Watched Michael Jackson, and that was a big inspiration for him.
I'm still mad about Michael. That kid should still be alive.
Of course he should.
Great, great talent.
Have you seen both of the shows here? Have you seen MJ Live and one?
I've
seen one. I haven't seen MJ Live. MJ Live is great.
I saw two.
You know, my joke I wrote for you is Frankie Shinta's drank so much Kettle One, he's onto Kettle Two.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't say it was a good joke. It was just a joke.
It was just a joke.
Hey, have you heard have you heard Rodney Dangerfield's instructions to the band? Have you heard this?
No.
I had never heard it. I just did a concert up in Aspen, and the band's all hanging out, and somebody mentions that Rodney Dangerfield had a, 10-minute instructional thing that he sent to the band leader a week ahead when he would get there. And I said, you're kidding. And I said, is it a joke? And they go, no. And so they found it online. It's Frankie, you will die to
really?
Is that funny?
Oh, it's like so. When I say the first time I'm my wife, take my wife, please. I need a drum. I need
you
a
mean Henny Young, Henny Youngman? This,
and then I need a brrr, I need a drum roll, and then the band comes in very quietly underneath until I say da 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 da, and then the band needs to play loud, and then they need to stop when I say blah blah. It's like 10
Rodney
minutes.
Dangerfield or Henny Youngman?
Fantastic.
Rodney Dangerfield or Henny Youngman?
No, Rodney Dangerfield.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Wow. How about Paul Anka's little rant?
Oh, I heard. Well, yeah, I heard.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Buddy Rich. The Buddy Rich famous rant on Buddy Rich.
I feel like I need my AARP card to be in this conversation with these guys. Paul Anka.
Let's talk a little bit of baseball. Turn the lights off for a minute.
I want to take advantage of a ball.
Just about
30 seconds. One Indian. We've got the UN really covered in here today.
Absolutely.
We do. We got the League of Nations.
So. Go ahead. I'm sorry, because I have one thing I have to bring up.
Yeah, he's not even supposed to be here.
Yes, I was.
You canceled. I know. I figured you were.
No, I tipped him off.
No, he actually told me you were coming.
I told him what you said, and we just tried to bust you.
We went to the bullpen for Clint.
Baseball. Give me the righty.
Yes, sir.
Baseball.
Clint was going to say something.
I was going to add, have you already talked about the greatest of all time?
Roger Federer?
Roger Federer?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
I'm glad you're here.
Won the eighth... Yes.
He won his eighth Wimbledon, his 19th Grand Slam, and visibly emotional.
Oh, absolutely.
On the sidelines afterwards, which is really nice. He's 35.
He'll be 36 next week.
Not to mention the young girl that beat Venus Williams.
Garbiñe
Maria. Garbiñe, that was too bad.
Only women's player to beat both Williams sisters in a Grand Slam.
In a Grand Slam, really? Yeah.
She beat them both.
Yes, Serena beat Venus.
Wow. Well, Venus has got she went through a lot.
Yeah. She did.
It was a miracle that she was.
She was very sick for a while.
She's come through injuries. She's also 37 years old. This was a great run for her.
But she was right. She had a green light on that whole accident.
Thank goodness. I'm glad.
That's terrible when people do that.
Yeah.
God bless her. I'm glad she got
it. But Federer, first of all, what do you think?
It's amazing. He played 21 sets, won all 21 sets. I mean, the reality is, imagine, you guys perform, right?
Right.
And your job is so tough. When an audience comes to see you, they have a certain expectation level because of what you guys have established.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? The reality is people don't realize you may have an off day, you may have an off night because something may have happened in your personal life, what have you. There's a lot of pressure, but you go out and you give it your best. But to be at the highest level against the best every night is really impressive.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Not lose a set.
I know. And almost make it look easy in a certain...
Well, he also, listen, for the record, he did have an easier route than normal, right? No Murray, no Joker, no Nadal.
But the point is, those guys were in the tournament.
I understand. I get it. He only can beat who's in front of him.
Yeah, right.
I understand.
He's amazing.
And he's unreal.
Greatest to ever play.
I think you guys all make great points. It's kind of like Jonathan Scott. Really, he never has a bad day when he's behind the mic.
Yeah, really. I mean, Agassi's phenomenal.
What about shuffleboard? Any shuffleboard news?
I'll get back to you on that.
It's Wimbledon.
Baseball.
Okay. That's all. That was it.
Plenty of baseball to talk about.
That's my big thing.
No. Any baseball news, just, trades?
Nothing major yet. Well, the two quick trades. Jose Quintana went to the Chicago Cubs. Crosstown rival from the White Sox.
Had a great first start.
Oh, amazing.
12 Ks.
Yeah,
oh,
it was sensational.
He's
already
started for the Cubbies?
Yeah, had a great performance in the first game he played. And then also the Washington Nationals, who needed bullpen help, acquired two relievers from the Oakland A's, so it should help them out. I think we're going to see the Dodgers and the Nationals potentially in the National League Championship Series.
Team. The Dodgers won't lose again this year.
The Dodgers and the Nationals.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something. Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. I really want to argue Clint's point, but the way this team is playing and the way things are going right now, I really can't. The other night in Miami.
I'm only
going
to say one thing to that.
Yeah.
It's July 17th.
I agree. I agree. But, I mean, this team looked
good. But this team doesn't look like past Dodger teams, and I attribute that to one thing only, getting rid of Mattingly.
Well, yep. The other thing is, you look the other night in Miami, they're down to their last strike. They're down a run. Yasiel Puig comes up with two runners on and hits a three-run homer on a 1-2 count, and they win the game 6-4. This team just seems like every button they press is going properly.
Let's talk about rookie Cody Bellinger hitting for the cycle this weekend. Yep. First Dodger rookie to do that, I think, ever.
Ever? First Dodger rookie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not to mention his 26 home runs.
And they've had the last two rookies of the year.
They always have the rookie of the year.
But yeah, they kept him. So,
they've never been able to translate that into championships and NLCSs.
The Dodgers' farm system, they must do something correctly, because they had a stretch at one point in the late 80s, 90s, where they had, or 90 to 93.
With Hershiser.
I'm saying where they had four straight rookies of the year.
Right.
Raul Mondesi, Eric Karros, all those guys.
Sean Green, no?
It might have been Sean Green. I can't remember who a couple of other guys were. I'm drawing a blank now. But it was just amazing how well they've done over the years.
100%. And this team just has a different feel to it than past teams, because the pitching, the rotation isn't relying solely on Kershaw.
What do you think about erectile dysfunction?
You know what's funny?
Speaking of that, isn't Wood 9-0?
Wow! Jeffrey with a G-line one. Go ahead. Very great.
And we're up. I'll give you that.
Is that a mic drop?
Yeah, that is a mic drop. And time to go to break.
We got a few minutes before that.
I can improve on that. I'll tell you that.
That was very quick. That was very good.
He's good. He should be on radio.
So the Dodgers, the Dodgers are the favorites, aren't they?
Right now, it looks like a collision course between Houston and the Dodgers. They both have far and away the best records in baseball, the best pitching rotations, the best offenses in their individual leagues. I mean,
but we've seen that before.
I was going to say, like I said, it's July 17th. Right. In the next 2 weeks, we're going to see a number of trades to a lot of teams. Okay, we know now that the Red Sox and the Yankees are both looking at Todd Frazier at third base from the White Sox.
Why do they want a guy who's going to hit 220?
They want a leader in the clubhouse who can give them some extra hits and maybe some home run power down the stretch.
I know. I know.
Dodgers are 4-1 to win the World Series. Astros 9-2. Your Boston Red Sox, sir, 13-2.
What are the
Indians?
Yanks?
Washington Nationals 15-2. Indians 7-1.
Were you a fan of the Buffalo Braves? Is that what it is? Is that
Absolutely.
Buffalo Braves.
Now we got the Bisons. AAA Bisons.
I remember going to those games back in the day.
Well, that's all we had in Easter. Buffalo.
Bison, not the Braves.
Remember Luke Easter? First baseman, left-handed first baseman?
No.
God, you guys are stupid.
Sorry. Wow. I am admittedly stupid.
I remember Ernie Banks at first.
Oh, yeah, Ernie Banks.
Let's play,
I finally saw your Bill Murray ESPY Awards.
Do you know Norm Sanji?
I know the name, and I don't know why.
He was affiliated with the Buffalo Braves, and then he ended up coming down to Dallas, and he had an ownership stake before the team sold to Mark Cuban. Great guy. And he had a lot to do with the Braves back then, and so... Just a great guy in Dallas, and so I knew him from that. That's why I was just asking that.
I know the name though, growing up. I mean, I'm old, but not real old.
Hey, how about this kid? How about this kid Judge and the home run hitting? Have you had a show since then?
Only a podcast, not a show, but okay. We did talk about it Friday. That was an unbelievable
display.
There's this
kid, Aaron Judge. He's like a rookie for the Yankees.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, he's for the Yankees. He's like 6'7".
280 pounds.
Really good looking. I mean, like.
Very charismatic.
Like me.
Almost, I saw him.
Frankie,
was that Frankie?
If you saw his kid.
That's the comparison in the paper. It said Frankie sent us. If you saw the kid hitting the ball Monday night.
Unbelievable.
It was the best power hitters in the game.
Yeah, they had the best power hitters in the game, and they're all hitting these 400-foot shots, 350. This kid hit three balls over 500 feet.
Oh,
wow. Including one off the back, off the wall, 513.
It was like... the players were going like this.
When your peers are jumping off the bench to do that?
That's sweet.
I once hit a baseball 500 inches.
the guy is actually pretty incredible. However, the defensive highlight of the weekend was Jackie Bradley Jr. robbing Judge yesterday at Fenway, going over the wall 420 feet to bring it back in the park.
I didn't see that.
Unbelievable.
Was that in the night game or was that in the first game? Must have been Sunday. Okay.
Yeah, Sunday night game. So and what a great way to come out of the All-Star break with four straight games by the Red Sox and the Yankees. 16-inning game on Saturday that the Yankees ended up winning.
First of all, John Farrell should be taken out back and shot for the management job he did in that game. They had runners on first and second. Nobody out. Should have bunted him over.
Well, he never should have had Kimbrel pitching to Judge in that situation either.
Real inside baseball stuff.
give me a break.
He came in for four outs. I don't know why.
For a hot dog.
I agree. Chris Sale's pitching a jam. Why pull him out? Let him pitch to Judge and then let the kid come in, Kimbrel. And pitched the ninth inning. He ended up blowing the save, and they lose in 16 innings. But again,
how did they end up? Did they split the series?
Split the series 2-2, like they always do.
That's fun.
They can play 1,000 games. It'll be 500 each at the end.
Baseball has jumped back into the sports fans' consciousness in the last 2 years.
You're right.
With the Cubs, with the young charismatic players, I've always been a huge baseball fan. Now I actually open the paper every morning, look at the box scores. I go online at night.
So your interest is there as well.
I've always been interested, but now I'm like day to day interested.
But I think Clint makes a great point. Because of the Cubs' success, it just brought in much more of the casual fan. Whereas if you have a Kansas City type of team or something like that, the average
person, which is a great story.
Right, but people...
You care about
in that type of thing. But I think Clint makes a very good point.
No, and I think when the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Indians are all relevant, it brings the attention to the forefront. Obviously, those are the largest markets.
Do you mind that they're called the Cleveland Indians? Does that bother you?
Yeah, I'm so offended. Listen, by the way, I told you this many times. The only way you can offend me is if the check doesn't clear.
That's right. They could call them the Cleveland Dagos for all I care.
As long as I'm getting a royalty, I don't care.
You do realize that the reference to Indians is a different kind of Indian?
Yeah, well, you got to explain it to him.
Feathers, not dots? Is that what you're saying?
Wow.
Should we plug a real show? Do you want to plug a real show?
And that was our last show here with John.
You can catch me on Sirius XM channel 204 in about 29 minutes.
Tell them about your show.
Yeah, we do a show down at the South Point. It's on VSiN. You can catch it on VSiN.com. You guys may have heard of Brent Musburger if you're a sports fan. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know who he is. So we do a show at the South Point there. Stop by anytime. So we talk a lot about sports betting, sports gambling, and then sports in general. But you can find us online or on channel 204 on Sirius XM.
And this is a lot more fun, though, isn't it?
When he could get a word in.
No comment.
I believe my mic got cut.
Can we talk about...
We're going to take a short break.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because I guess we've got some emergency alarm system going off. There's some weather thing. No? Oh,
I'm sorry.
We're going to break. We're going to break.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop.
NEM. It's a twister.
Holy cow. In Vegas, rain in Vegas.
Is it raining now?
It's like three times a year that it rains here. Yeah, I don't know.
I love rain.
I'm gonna blame Amal.
We get some good storms here.
I'm gonna blame Amal Shaw for being an Indian. for having
that was
it
great.
Right.
That's
that
wrong
was
on
great.
Every level you That's can great. Even think of.
I know. But he said he was a brain surgeon. I really believed
him. Or an IT guy. He's here to fix the computer.
Amal, if you're listening to us in the car, we're only kidding. Thank you for coming.
We're only kidding.
Again, thank you to our sponsor, Windows Plus, where Frankie's going to get his door fixed.
Yes.
Time to think about insulating your windows and glass doors. Save on money on energy. Windows Plus, the newest technology to make your home cleaner, quieter, look fantastic. For a free estimate, visit Windows Plus 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba and just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275, 450-2275.
I need French doors.
Not We're me. Not going to get them from Alibaba.
The wife needs French doors. I don't think I've ever needed French doors.
No?
No. What? What? They slide, you closes. But my wife wants the French doors.
The French doors yes. open out, I think.
Yeah, it's great.
Beautiful. We're getting the window guy. We're going to get our window specialist in here to talk about
that. I have a question for you because you were at the game the other night.
Yes.
You saw Lonzo up front and personal?
Yes,
he
I did.
He played?
Yes.
Who did they play?
They played the Cavs.
Oh, okay.
Who have this little guy.
Point guard?
Yeah. Not Porter, Carter.
Who Porter.
Scored 26 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's
a rookie.
Great. I don't know. I didn't know him.
Okay,
but he's like clearly the smallest guy on the court. You know.
And so coming into the tournament, obviously there's so much hype around Ball and this and that, and I thought it was overhyped. And now I've had a chance to actually watch him for four games. He's put up 2 triple-doubles.
Yep.
Including a 36-point game against the Sixers. His ability to find the open man and pass. Seems to be ridiculous.
That was ridiculous. Here's the thing. You know, I, years and years ago, I saw Michael Jordan play live. As did I. Right. And I remember thinking to myself, well, there's 10 guys on the court, but it's really there's 9 guys and him. Because that's just how it felt.
Right.
He moved differently. Everything was different. And part of it because he was Michael Jordan, but part of it's just because he did. I had that same kind of vibe watching Alonzo Ball play. It was like he's very graceful. He's very quick. His passing is uncanny. So it felt like there's something special going on with this kid.
I was also impressed that as a 19-year-old, he doesn't seem to show a lot of emotion,
no.
good or bad.
No.
So he came out in his first game, had a real stinker. Right? 3 for 14, 2 for 14, whatever it was. Everyone was buzzing. Oh, yeah, he's a bust, as we tend to do these days with technology at our fingertips and everyone's overreacting. You can't give, one summer league game any credence. But
he moved on. The other thing I noticed was all the guys on the team are with him. I looked at that to say, well, he's such the hype and such the thing. But they were all around him every time he'd make a play or didn't make a play. He was in the middle of the high fives. You know what I'm saying?
I realize this is a stretch because I'm not making that comparison. But Magic Johnson, who did bring him to the Lakers.
Got a black Magic Johnson. Got a black
Always
black
here, Johnson. Had some class.
Have you ever seen anyone Magic clear Johnson. A room any quicker?
I know. And I'm not comparing him to Michael Jordan.
When I said Magic Johnson, I remember Magic Johnson as a rookie coming onto a team with a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, with superstars around him, and had that same kind of aura about him, the way he led the team with his charisma and his leadership, which Lonzo tends to show some of those already.
You just see it. You just see it, man.
Some guys have it, some don't.
Who's the rookie for the Lakers last year, first draft choice?
Ingram.
Ingram, okay.
Who happens to be out right now.
Right, and I saw him play.
James Ingram?
In Summer League 2.
Why?
And I didn't have the same thing. I didn't have the same vibe about him.
Right.
I mean, great player, but I didn't have the same all-encompassing vibe that this guy was special in terms of the team, in terms of what he does. So I was glad I got to see him play.
Can we switch over to NFL now?
Would you like to? I want to give you guys some good news for all the football fans out there because I know Jonathan only has 2 seasons, NFL
football
and no NFL.
Football and no football.
Yeah. 2 weeks from this Thursday.
Yes.
Training camp?
Is the Hall of Fame game.
Oh,
To kick off the preseason.
Really?
They must be in training camp now.
August 6th is when they kick it off.
Yeah. I can't wait, man.
It's going to be the Cowboys in Arizona, so you guys will have football in 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Breathe easy.
We don't have to talk about tennis anymore.
Oh, come on. That's terrible. No.
Shuffleboard. You love it?
Shuffleboard.
How do you compare tennis to shuffleboard?
What's that other game where you take the stick and you... Curling.
Curling. Oh, my God. The
What's
Canadian.
New in the world of curling?
My
You're
grandmother
comparing
would
curling. Wimbledon to curling?
My grandmother would have been a curling champion. Come on, a sweep over here. Over here. Over here. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, then she used to whack you with the broom.
We didn't have vacuum.
Wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon.
I know about that.
Those were the days.
So let me ask you about football. What happens with the Oakland fans now that they know they're leaving? And what kind of year is this going to be in Oakland?
Wow, you know what? Tough. That's a good
What kind
question.
Of a year is it any time in Oakland?
Well, no, but I mean, it's their team.
You've been to Oakland?
They're going to be bitter.
Some are going to be bitter and let it go and forget them, and some, I think, are going to follow them.
There's got to be some diehard fans that are going not going to follow them. I mean, it's the first year they're going to walk
some
into
will
a stadium
and some won't.
Knowing that their team is leaving.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
It's a done deal. Yeah. It's not if, but now it's when.
So are they going to be the Las Vegas Raiders?
Yes.
Same logo, same colors,
I think
everything?
The Henderson Raiders.
Although
If
Bill Foley has his say, he'll just call them Vegas Raiders.
The Vegas Raiders. Yeah,
that sounds better.
It does sound better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the G Knights?
Can't wait, man.
I can't wait.
Hockey in Las Vegas. I'm telling you right now, this team is going to do well. They have the right GM, they have the right coach. They have the right core of players to begin with.
Great defense built already.
Great defense and goaltending.
We could be in the playoffs.
No.
Come on. Wait a minute. No. It could happen.
I think you're 3 years away from the playoffs, but you will be in every game. You're not getting blown out. Our defense and our goaltending will keep us in the games, but if a San Jose or LA Kings comes to town,
yeah, we're going to get beat
up. That's a 5-2 loss right there.
Shout out to Joey Shinta, who's tuned in.
Who?
Yeah, Joey. Joey, you know, he's listening.
he's got up this early?
He's up.
Well, he's up about 3 minutes ago.
He's my
up.
Favorite Shinta, by the way.
Except for Chrissy.
Yeah.
We're going to take another short commercial break and listen to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM.
Frankie?
The FBI guys, they said Marco Corleone did this.
We're not on yet.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's at Bob's.
Marco Corleone did this. Marco Corleone did that. And I said, yeah. But I don't know nothing.
Hope he's there for OJ tomorrow.
Is OJ up for parole tomorrow?
Up for parole.
They say he's more than likely going to get paroled, no?
Well, he probably will.
All right, boy, that's an interesting...
How long has he been away now?
It's a long time for what happened.
I agree.
Kind of Scott Mann with Vegas Nonstop with true crime stories. Joining us in the studio, Frankie Shinta, Clint Holmes, Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. So we're all over the place. What was your favorite crime movie? Was it Godfather? Was that your favorite
movie?
True crime?
When you say crime,
does it have to be mobster movie?
Really?
Why are you asking Frankie?
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, why are you looking at me?
You're going to ask me about my favorite African American movie? What's up?
Right. Always Bet on Roots? Black. Oh, yeah. What was that? Passenger 57.
Oh, Snakes on a Plane. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Snakes on a plane. What else can we do? How about Wild Dogs on a bus?
My favorite. I'll tell you my favorite crime movie, though.
Yeah,
The Usual Suspects.
Mr. White. And, yeah.
Kaiser Sose.
Stephen Baldwin's best movie ever.
Well, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Didn't you think that was a great movie?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino.
Because it kept you in suspense all the way.
All the way to the end.
All the way.
Chills at the end. Did you see that one, Frankie?
Yes. Yeah. I remember the movie with James Caan called The Thief.
Yeah. I just watched that again.
That was pretty intense.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
It was pretty intense.
We need a good new crime gangster movie, I think.
Yeah, well, they're all...
They get the pretty boys out there.
They tried Godfather 3, and it took a...
There's a new movie out that sounds like it's one of those. I haven't seen it.
Joe Montana was in it. Anybody know?
There's a new movie, like, literally coming out this week or came out last week.
A crime movie?
It was a crime movie. And I remember reading and going, and it got a really good review.
Really?
And I said, I'm excited to go see a good new crime movie, you know?
How about this for a scenario? Michael Corleone falls over in Godfather 3, the movie ends. What if he didn't die when he fell over? What if he gets cured, he's better, he's back in control?
For number four?
Michael Corleone, yep.
For Pacino?
At this point,
Pacino,
though,
all the boys.
Isn't it the real
Tommy Hagen back? Come on.
I would love that.
Wouldn't that be great?
I would love that.
Godfather 4.
Godfather 4.
Well,
it's a golf movie.
Dr. Francis.
It's a golf movie. Godfather 4.
Godfather 4, the Frankie Shinta story.
The Frankie Shinta story. Do the voice one more time.
Io non mangiare con Ayman Roth. Scusate, Don Corleone. You get no trouble from me. Bononet. Cheech. Abort.
And that's when Pantangeli walked out and they tried to kill him. Thank you. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
People
unbelievable.
At home are just going, sports?
Yeah. It was kind of a sport. They used a bat.
Whoa, bye. God, we need it.
Welcome to another edition of How the Mob Fixes Games.
Oh, boy.
I still mix up Goodfellas and Casino. They're so close to me.
No, very different.
Guy that Pesci killed in Goodfellas kills Pesci in Casino. Isn't that unbelievable?
When Tommy walks into the house, he thinks he's being made.
I know. In Casino,
who
when they took
kill?
Him to the field.
And they bury him.
They buried him. He was one of the guys. Pesci killed him in Goodfellas. But Goodfellas was based on a real story.
Yeah, Henry Hill.
Yeah, of course.
When you see Kelly tonight.
No, that's Casino.
When you see Kelly tonight.
See? You could mix them up very easily.
You said Goodfellas is based on a true story, no?
Yes.
They're all based on
Henry
true
Dale are, but yeah. Goodfellas, well, never. I won't go there.
Okay, when you see Kelly tonight, ask her to do her impression of what's his name?
Frank.
What's wrong with from? Me? I just said it.
Joe Spaghetti Moretti?
No. Oh. From Goodfellas. Who's the star of Goodfellas?
Oh, Joe Pesci?
Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta. Ray,
just to ask her to do her impression of Ray Liotta in Goodfellas.
Okay.
I know what scene she's
going to
do.
She's going to say one word.
Karen, why did you do that, Karen?
Right, am I right?
Why did you do that, Karen? That was everything we had, Karen.
That's exactly.
And he was great in that movie.
So was she.
Yeah.
That was great.
He's great in blue Shades of Blue.
Very good. And
J-Lo's great. That's a great show.
I love her. I still think they based her character on NYPD Blue.
No,
remember
that was
the girl
Elmore
in
Leonard.
NYPD Blue?
Uh-huh. Oh.
The cute one that was dating Jimmy Smits.
Yeah.
They like she I think they based her character because
wow,
they're kind of like
back.
They
NYPD
dressed the
Blue.
Same.
Sipowicz.
That was Sipowicz.
What a great character
that
he was.
Dennis Franz?
Yeah, Dennis Franz.
That was the first time with a free camera. They did free cameras.
Chicago,
you know?
Actor Dennis Franz, great guy.
Yeah.
And then you had the Puerto Rican kid with the mustache.
Jimmy Smits.
No, the little guy.
Oh, the little guy. Frankie Shinta.
With the blonde Irish guy. They were like
pass for Puerto Rican.
Yes, I could. All I need is the mustache.
So shout out to our friend Vinny Favorito. We went to see Vinny the other night.
I love Vinny, man.
He's funny. I got to tell you, he's unbelievable. What he did the other night was
what
unreal.
What did he do? He remembers everybody's name.
That's what he does.
That's
he crucifies everybody.
But then he does the recap at the end, knows their name, their story, where they're from,
yep.
And finds a joke in there.
How about when he goes, I know there's a couple terrorists in here. And then by the end of the show, he goes, where are you from?
Tehran.
Yeah, Tehran. I told you. He goes, remember when I said.
Yeah, and he says, maybe later we'll take a ride to the airport. Jeffrey's date really took some abuse.
We had a terrorist in the crowd.
Oh,
no,
nice.
No Mexicans for the first time ever.
Really? Not one Mexican.
No. I stole his line once or twice when he says, you know, we're all family. Not the Mexicans, but but it's always done in fun because he really does love everybody and he hates everybody. He's like me. He loves everyone and hates everyone. I love Vinny Favorito. I've only seen him like 10 times. I got to go again.
Yeah, anytime you want to go. He sat us right
tickets.
Up in the front row.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Vinny's out with us all the time.
We were like bait
guy.
On a plate.
I want to go. I still haven't seen Clint at the Golden Nugget, and I promised him I'm going
to
go.
We did that last week also. Jeffrey was supposed to join us, but he had to sort his underwear drawer that night.
Oh, that's nice.
I was pinning clothing to the clothing line. But
I want you to come and get up with me.
I owe him a visit, so can we go together?
Another shout-out to Chef Michael over at Fresco. Chef Michael.
Yeah, we had
so
dinner.
When you're at Westgate, you got to stop at a Fresco.
Yeah,
great,
definitely.
Great food.
Our singing waiter, Michael, was so good. I've been in the restaurant business a long time. It takes a lot for a guy in the front of the house to sort of stand out. This guy was unbelievable. I don't care how many times you've been there. He makes you feel like you're familiar. You come in.
Ah, beautiful.
And he sings Happy Birthday.
Where is this restaurant?
Fresco at the Westgate.
Westgate. The Italian restaurant at Westgate.
And the food is to die for.
Chef Michael from New York. Great, great chef. Clint Holmes tonight at Bootlegger, book signing.
Well, book signing from 6:30 till my wife starts her show at 8:30 at the Bootlegger.
Frankie Shinta this weekend?
Yes, this weekend at the Plaza Hotel.
Hey, maybe we'll come this weekend.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, and maybe I'm at the Golden Nugget Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah.
Right. I find where those Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. If you see us out, say hello, buy us some cocktails, eat well, party hard. I want to thank Frankie Shinto.
Thank you, buddy.
When you guys are on together, it's the best
show. Our surprise guest, Clint Holmes.
Wow.
And Amal Shell. Thanks for watching, everybody. If you see us out, please stop us. Say hello.
Thank you,
Amal. Buy us a drink. And
cut one.
I got a favor to ask you.
Tito.
Please like us and share us on Facebook.
Eat well, party hard, my friends. Jonathan Scott with Frankie Shinto saying, please share.
Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Whoa.